Welcome to Swiss Educ. My name is Hans Fischer and my guest is Jody Guptara. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you for having me.
You and your brother, Suresh, wrote the book together.
That's right.
How did you do that, writing it together?
Well, we like to joke that one of us used the left hand and the other one used the right hand.
In reality?
it varied. Sometimes we were both at the computer discussing what we would write next. At other times, one of us would write an entire chapter and the other one would edit our work.
In your book, you have the high-low master say, evil is constantly reinventing itself and people find what they seek in evil. What is it that people seek and find in evil?
Well, you often hear in fantasies that this is the ultimate battle between good and evil. I think you have to first of all examine what is good and what is evil, especially in our times. I think people do not like what we call good because they see it as limiting their freedom, and they think that evil means freedom to do whatever they want. But my view is that evil is going over the limits, and that these limits are in place for a reason, because they enable humankind to live in harmony.
Fibble says that the days of blissful ignorance and proud independence are over. A new and challenging era has begun. What is this new era?
It's a challenging era. They're in a very dangerous time. They've lost their innocence of the world view. They know that the world is a different place from what they would like it to be.
For me, it is strange that you put ignorance and independence in the same content.
Yes, ignorance and independence, of course, don't always go together, but they often do. For example, where some wrong is happening and you have the power to stop this wrong, obviously you're favoring the wrongdoer, the evildoer, if you do nothing.
Both Thibault and the High Lower Master mentioned that people are driven by motivation. Can you explain what you mean by this?
I don't think anyone is evil because they want to be evil. They just have different goals and motivations, and they think they're doing the right thing often. So everybody has a goal, and they don't do bad things just for the sake of them.
You use a lot of new names. Where do these names come from? Do they have any meaning?
Sometimes they come from mythology, for example, the Norse myths. At other times, they're just random concoctions of our imagination. Sometimes they mean something in an Indian language.
Could you give an example?
Kishmish, who we meet in book two, means raisin in Hindi.
Bryn wants to become a writer. How much of yourself is in him?
Well, Bryn is a very introspective character, like Suresh and myself. Of course, this bit about the writing is also applicable to ourselves. At times he is like us, at others he becomes someone else. So we didn't set out to write about ourselves.
Is the book in any way connected to our times?
Yes, it is connected because we live in our times. And there are many reflections of what's going on as perceived by ourselves in the world today. But there's no direct symbolism. So you can apply it to recent occurrences, but it's not a one-on-one thing.
So you're not talking about politics of today, for instance?
It's not a direct satire, but there are certainly elements of it.
Like?
The politics, there are certain similarities to what's happened, but these aren't necessarily things that have happened in the 21st century. These are the kinds of things that happen again and again. As Winston Churchill says, we don't learn from history.
Jody, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.